my family and I set out to the movie theater. Now, it's important to note that this is not a common occurrence in the Bernau family. In fact, we don't go to the movie theater that often, and if we do, we like to go during matinee prices, and we like to avoid the crowds. So setting out on a Friday night was totally out of the ordinary for us, but what was even more unusual was that it was opening night of the movie that we went to see. You see, we saw the reviews and the ratings, so we jumped in the car and we made our way to the movie theater. We got our popcorn and we found our seats for the movie called All Saints. Maybe you've heard of it. It's a Christian film based on the inspiring real-life story of salesman-turned-pastor Michael Spurlock, who's hired to close down a dying church called All Saints Episcopal Church in Smyrna, Tennessee. Well, he doesn't exactly follow the bishop's orders. In fact, he goes against his orders when he gets a crop of new parishioners. These new parishioners are Karen refugees from Burma. Well, the story takes a turn after these people arrive, and it's an amazing and heartwarming story of a church that's trying to be faithful to God's call, even in the midst of hopelessness and despair. And it's a story about the messiness of human relationships and the beauty of community. But I'm not going to go any further. The rest is a secret. I don't want to give it away in case you might like to see it yourself. So I'm going to leave it at that. The rest is a secret. Well, that's what Jesus tells Peter and the disciples. He tells them that the fact that he is a Messiah is a secret. They better not tell anyone. You see, Simon Peter is the first disciple to recognize that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the first to discover that this man he knows so well is the anointed one of God, the Messiah sent to deliver Israel from bondage. It's very exciting. What's even more exciting is that Jesus promises to build his church upon Peter, the rock foundation of the church. It's such an awesome thing. This should be a time to call in the media and get out the word. Let everybody know that the Messiah has come and is setting up his organization. But it's not time for press releases, for photo opportunities, or for sound bites. Far from it. They are not to tell anyone. They are to keep it a secret. The question we might ask is, why doesn't Jesus want anyone to know? Why do they have to keep it a secret? Well, you see, it's not just any secret. It's called the messianic secret. You see, so far, the people have seen Jesus perform miracles and healings and some amazing things. But the most important things are yet to come: his death and his resurrection. Jesus does not want to be acknowledged the Messiah outside of his death and resurrection, because only in the light of those events can people begin to recognize what it really means to be the Messiah. If they hear he's the Messiah before he even gets to the cross, they're sure to misunderstand him. Rather than a Messiah of sacrifice and triumph, they will see him as someone who has come to solve their problems, a Mr. Fix-It from on high. Rather than recognize him as the one who calls them to their own death and resurrection, the crowds are likely to view him as a Messiah sent to pamper their egos, to make their lives comfortable. Jesus does not want his ministry to be seen in the wrong light. For this reason, he prefers that only his immediate circle know that he is the one that God has sent. The opportunity will come later for them to announce that he is the Messiah. That opportunity will come once the crucifixion takes place and he resurrects from the dead. This messianic secret helps us understand what goes on in the gospel story, why Jesus sometimes behaves in a way that seems incomprehensible. But the messianic secret is more than that, for it has a contemporary application as well. People in his own time were ready to misunderstand Jesus because they wanted and expected a Messiah of a different kind to be sent to them from God. But they are not the only ones, because people today are also ready to misunderstand Jesus. We want, we expect a Messiah different from the one that was sent to us. We expect someone who saves us easily and asks from us nothing much at all. We want a Jesus who doesn't die, or at least doesn't expect us to follow him in doing so. Well, we hope for something easy. What the gospel offers is actually a scandal. What does this scandal involve? Well, first, we can know God best through this one human being, a single life where the Word becomes flesh. But this particularity is only the start of the scandal. The gospel goes on to insist that we know him most completely not through the notable events of his life, but by his gruesome dying and his incomprehensible resurrection. The scandal becomes even greater. His cross and triumph do not adequately reveal him until we become participants in them and accept them as our own. With Jesus, we must die and rise if he is to be our Messiah. I remember having lunch with a friend one time, and she was telling me about a seminary student who didn't really believe in the resurrection. Well, to make a long story short, the student didn't end up going in the ministry. You see, with Jesus comes the cross, and with Jesus comes the resurrection from the dead. These are the things that truly, truly reveal divine love. This is the real Jesus. And guess what? It's not a secret anymore. Let's not keep it a secret. Let's tell the world, for the world needs to hear the story and meet the real Jesus through us. Amen.